Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Asa Khalib joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Asa, welcome back in. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Dom.
Morning.
Happy King Day to you and your listeners.
Well, thank you. The same to you, Asa. It was good the other day we had a better back and forth between the two of us, because over the years there were some pretty good moments there and then some difficult ones. Yeah.
It's the reunion tour. I'm yeah.
Oh, God. All right. So... when I say that Martin Luther King Day, I'd like to hear, and I wonder if you agree with any of that, the inching toward progress after great strides across the board, particularly among people when it comes to race. Do you see it that way, or do you see it? No, that's just my sense of it, because I'm white. I don't experience the same things.
Well, I think what Martin Luther King Day reminds us is that when people come together, we can accomplish anything. And I think we need that now more than ever, because unfortunately, there's been a wave, an increase of hatred and in this land, in this country. And it seems like a Pandora's box has been opened. And so we need to have conversations about leaders in the past who really strive to make sure that the people can come together to work on these things. We have serious issues, and the only way we can fix those issues is if we come together and not be afraid to have an open and honest dialogue regarding race.
Okay, now you're running for city council. Why that vehicle versus the activist role that you're one of the leading activists in Philadelphia? Why run for council?
I think it's time. You see, even in the civil rights movement, any type of movement, you would always see, just based on the past, activists move into certain spaces to have a seat at the table. I think it's time now. My activism will not stop. In fact, it will increase if I win the city council large seat. But I think we, as activists, we are realizing, and you see that now coming out of Ferguson and even here in Philadelphia, you really need to not only have boots on the ground, but you have to be at the table to make sure that the true conversation is taking place and not whitewashed or diluted. We need to have serious conversations about violence. We need to have conversations about race. And who better to be at those tables having conversations but the activists?
Let me ask you, and maybe it's a side, Ace, and if you don't want to comment, you can't. I don't see you particularly as an Antifa type of guy, a group that to me is just wildly out of control. Are you? Do you interact with them? Would you bond with them? Would it be an alliance or coalition with Antifa?
No, I have a coalition with people who believe in social justice and change and are willing to sit at the table. And that's individuals from all walks of life, religion, sexual orientation.
Okay.
So I'm not familiar with, individuals. I don't have any relations or conversations with anyone from that particular group. So I really can't really comment because I haven't had interaction with them. But the individuals that I speak with and work with and organize, again, come from all walks of life. And our goal is to make change, social change and social justice. And again, the beauty about that is they come in all shapes, sizes, the colors and religions.
All right.
Truly
now,
the power of the people.
Okay. Now, running for city council, though, I see city council, no surprise to you probably, as wildly progressive. And would you be more progressive, for want of a better term, than they are? Are they lacking in pushing the envelope enough, in your view?
I don't think city council at this present time, the ones who are currently occupying those spaces, are doing enough to push and speak out for black and brown and poor people in this city. We have a high rate of gun violence, and city council have been extremely silent only until they are pushed or called out. I don't think it's so much I don't consider myself a progressive. I consider myself a revolutionary for people. And it doesn't mean I'm a revolutionary for black people or brown people, people in general who need a voice and a voice that will speak up for them in their best interest.
All right, well, let's talk about gun violence, though, because Asa, you strike me as somebody who is very much a family connected and sees the power of that. I've heard you speak movingly about growing up in your family.
Yes.
I ask that because are you someone who says, well, the gun violence is a question of the NRA, or is it a question of you have people disrespecting each other, turning to guns? I mean, you know, back in the day in South Philly when I grew up, it's not the best solution, but if two people had that sort of situation, they'd fist fight. They would fight each other. They weren't going to shoot each other.
Well, I think now the gun violence, we need to go back, and I've said this many times, not just, you know, on your show. I've said this many times over the years that we need to get back to the family structure. We need to get back to if there's conflict, that we have adults who are involved in their children's lives. Even if there's a lack of a father, you know, back in the day, you had individuals, an uncle who would take that father's place, or you had a godfather, or you had someone from the block or the neighborhood who took an interest in someone, a child, male or female, that was trouble. We need to get back to really, truly being a village and protecting one another and protecting our children. They need to have a place to go where they can be loved and supported, and to end a lot of this violence. A lot of this stuff can easily be diffused if we had children and young people that they can go to a place where adults can help with that situation and moderate that. A lot of
you and I have to stop this because this reunion tour is going too well. We're both on the same page on that.
We're in the twilight zone.
Exactly. But the problem is that some of those adults, too, it takes a lot of bravery. You know this, and I know this, because you have people that could be as young as 13, 14, whatever, and they'll shoot one of those people, too, if they intervene. Sadly, we've seen people, the guy killed over in Spring Garden, for example, who were in roles that you and I are talking about right now, that did not save them. It's that violent often. But I agree with you. That's the long-term solution to this. All this other stuff won't penetrate until you penetrate the souls of people coming up not to want to engage in this, particularly over, I mean, the ridiculous, petty, silly sort of stuff that sometimes happens.
It's our job as adults, it's our job as parents, to make sure that we are responsible for what we produce out of our homes. And again, a lot of these young people, especially in inner cities, are facing a lot of you can't do this. No one cares for you. A lot of these young people, both black and white, feel that they have no place to go, have no future. We must remind them as adults, it's our job to remind them that they do have a future, they do matter, and to make sure that we do everything in our power to make sure that they have a safe space to go. Our children don't need condemnation. They need love and support.
Well, Asa, do you have a website with more of your platform or whatever that's set up?
Yes, absolutely. They can go to our official campaign website at ASA number 4 Council. So that's ASA4Council.com.
ASA4Council.com.
Yes.
And the only thing that matters, I guess, at large, well, Republicans do get two seats. Who are the current? Now, Blondell Reynolds Brown has dropped out. She's not running. Who are the current at large council then that you'd be running against on the Democrat side?
Alan Dom, I believe, is running at city council at large.
Okay.
Bill Greenlee is running. Blondell, as you said, is relinquished. She's
right.
not running. But I believe she's putting up someone, a staff member, to take her place in running. So she's endorsing that. And I can't really remember the other ones, Dom, to be honest. I'm really trying to concentrate on just making sure that my message is out and to make sure to remind people that they need someone that will speak up for them without any type of cowardism or spirit of cowardism.
Well, Asa, thank you very much. On Martin Luther King Day, the reunion tour is back.
I'll
remember this day.
I appreciate it, Dom. It's really good to speak to you again and to also speak with your listeners. I'm pleasantly surprised that it went well, but I'm very happy that it did.
Absolutely.
Welcome back home, my friend.
Well, welcome to you, Asa. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Talk to you later, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.